From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, gathering weather intelligence to help businesses plan.
But first, to today's jobs report from the Labor Department, it said that in January, U.S. employers added 113,000 jobs. That was well below expectations, which were around 180,000. There were also no significant revisions to last month's lackluster report. The unemployment rate did fall, though, to 6.6%. Joining us to help explain all of this is Marilyn Gwak, senior business editor at NPR. Marilyn, welcome back.
Hi, Jeremy.
And not a great report overall, it sounds like.
Disappointing. You know, that's the word that just keeps coming up over and over again. I've been looking at economists' blogs and emails, and everybody keeps saying it's just disappointing. You know, we had pretty good momentum in the job market. It looked like we were gaining a couple hundred thousand jobs every month. And then all of a sudden, slam, you hit into December and it was only 75,000 jobs. Yeah. Now in January, 113. That's slack.
And yet, as we said, the unemployment rate did fall to 6.6%, just down a tenth of a percent. But every time that happens, people wonder, is that just because people are leaving the labor force and it's getting smaller? But that's not the case this time, right?
Right. Last month, it does look like the labor force grew a little bit. But emphasize the phrase little bit, because it only notched up 0.2 of a percentage point. That's not a whole lot. And when you look at the big picture, we had this long period from 1989 to 2009 where the labor participation rate was about 66%. That's because lots of women came into the workforce. Boomers were all in the workforce. That was a really strong period. Now we're down to about 63%. So there are a lot of people that they call the missing workers. There's something like almost 6 million people fewer in the labor force. So that helps that unemployment rate look better than it might if we were still back up at that 66% rate.
So what are the economists who are saying that this is disappointing pointing to? Is it weather? Because we've heard that, and Robin is going to talk about that in a few minutes.
That'd be convenient if we could just blame the weather. You know, spring's around the corner. No, that's a bit of a mixed bag. I think you can find a lot of different answers to that question. Retailers are saying it hurt a lot of stores that sell kind of non-essential goods, hobby stores, music stores. Those kinds of things got hit pretty hard. But overall, probably most economists today are saying that it really wasn't that much the weather, because when they did the survey, the particular week that they did it in was a fairly mild week relative to this whole winter.
Well, Marilyn, what sectors of the job market did well and which ones did poorly? I know that in recent months we've seen that a lot of retail jobs are being added and some manufacturing, but what was good in January?
In January, here's the big sector, men. They did well. You know, we used to talk about this as the man session because men took it so hard in the Great Recession. But actually, January was a good month for men in the kinds of jobs they tend to be in. Construction was way up. They added 48,000 jobs. Good news in factories. Employment in manufacturing was up 21,000. Mining was up about 7,000. So the kinds of jobs that tend to go to men were the ones that gained. Women were the losers. A lot of women lost jobs because women tend to be in the government sector. Federal jobs were way down. Women are teachers, those kinds of things. A healthcare sector didn't grow at all. So you really had a sort of a very unbalanced month where women lost and men gained.
And what about the long-term unemployed? People have been out of work for 6 months or more. We know that they lost their benefits, many of them, at the beginning of the year.
Right. There are a lot of folks who their benefits have now expired, those long-term unemployment benefits, because the federal government has stopped funding those emergency extended benefits. So there's still 3.6 million people who have been out of work for at least 27 weeks. That's how the government defines long-term unemployed. Overall, there are still 10.2 million people who are out of work. So this is bad, you know, but it is important to remember, just for the sake of balance, that back in January of 2009, if you look back 5 years ago, it was, we were losing nearly 800,000 jobs in the month. So things are a lot better than they were, but they're still not back to where a pre-recession level.
How are they for the young? We know that the youth unemployment rate has been higher generally than the overall unemployment rate.
Right. For teenagers especially, it's very high, 21%. And even through young adults till ages 18 to 29, you're somewhere at a 15, 16% unemployment rates. And that's a real concern because the worry is that those folks, once you're not in the labor force, and you are just so discouraged as a young person, you may get sort of off the track, that you never really will gain traction again. But maybe they're just all actually hitting the books. Maybe people are studying. Maybe they're upgrading their skills. So if people are using their youth wisely and getting more education when they do come into the labor market, maybe they'll be a little bit better prepared.
NPR Senior Business Editor Marilyn Giewax, thanks as always.
Oh, you're welcome.